It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of the podcast, I want to give a shout out to Michael Campion from Coolock in Dublin 17, and also to Cathy Donoghue from Cullen in County Louth. Both of you, congratulations to you. You have both won an Opinions Matter travel mug, and those travel mugs will be in the post to you today. So well done.
You are winners.
On yesterday's episode, I want to see, you didn't actually hear this question. I want to ask you, do you know the answer to this question?
Well, your man that won the mug, what a champion.
He is an absolute champion. Listens to our show every day. Anyway, the question that I asked, see, do you know the answer to this? Yeah? You ready?
Yeah.
There are five counties of the Republic that border the north.
Of course, that's a terrible question.
That's a great question. It just required a Google search, yeah?
Yeah.
There are five counties in the Republic that border the north.
Yeah.
Which one has the shortest border?
Ah, Leitrim.
Oh, Jesus. Where'd you get that from?
I was in Carrick and Shannon last year.
What's that got to do with the border with the north?
Like Carrick and Shannon's in Leitrim.
Yeah.
The tip of it.
Yeah, the tip.
The very tip of it.
Yeah.
I think it's only like a millimetre. Well, on the map, it's a
couple of kilometres.
No, on the map, it's a millimetre.
Yeah, yeah.
It literally, it's tipping into the occupied territories.
Yeah, that's correct. Well done.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Not for long.
What?
Not for long.
Why, what's happening then?
We're getting them back.
Yeah. Anyway, well done to both of you. And at the end of this episode, we will have another question for you to win yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug. So stay listening to the podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got a WhatsApp voice note from one of our listeners, which we're going to play for you in a minute. And basically, Andy is the guy's name, and Andy listens to our podcast very regularly. Andy lives in the UK, and he has an issue, and the issue is best surmised by us saying his child has befriended or was hanging around with another child who has autism and ADHD, but this child, the one with autism and ADHD, has no filter and has said very inappropriate things to Andy's child.
Now, can I just say before we even go any further, we should have said this as a start. It goes without saying, guys, this episode is not for young ears. Okay.
Yep.
Because I know some of you, some people do listen. My auntie listens to this podcast on the Amazon, what's it called?
The speaker, yeah.
Speaker thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes kids could be in the house. So we are just warning you now, if there are young ears around this podcast, don't let them listen to it, because we're about to talk about stuff that is highly inappropriate for young ears.
Well, Santa is one of them. Okay, so if you
you may think it's weird to talk about Santa.
Absolutely. If you have a child that is of Santa believing age, then that child does not need to listen to this episode, because we will be discussing that whole thing. Okay.
Yes.
So if you have a child that is of Santa believing age, please stay away from this episode. Anyway, Andy is the guy who contacted us, and essentially, the child, he's been hanging around with this kid, has autism and ADHD. The child has no filter, says very inappropriate things around the kids, including telling Andy's child, Santa's not real. Santa is not real. You're being made a fool of, and blah, blah. Anyway, the child came home inconsolable because, what do you mean Santa's not real? What do you mean? Anyway, the point being, Andy went to the parents of this child and said, will you tell your child to shut the fuck up?
Play his message.
Yeah, we'll play his message. Now, it's long enough, but I want you to have a listen to it very closely.
Yeah, take all the details in, because I don't think you can have an informed opinion on the topic unless you listen to exactly what he's saying. So I know some autism parents are very, and this is the point Andy wants to make, some autism parents are very, very tetchy. When you discuss
You can understand that. You can understand that.
You can't. You have to have an open mind about it.
Okay, well, have a listen to this message from Andy and let us know what you think.
I've got an 8-year-old daughter, and we're trying to keep the magic alive for her, because I believe you're only young once, so make the most of it. So she still believes that Santa exists, the Tooth Fairy exists. She thinks she's got fairies in her garden because we've got fairy house garden ornaments in there. But she thinks that the fairies have magicked them in the garden. So the other night, she came home, running home crying, because the 10-year-old girl that I mentioned said that Father Christmas doesn't exist, fairies, it's all make-believe. So I went outside and there was a group of kids there. Now, this particular girl wasn't actually there. She must have gone in. But this other group of kids said that they were talking about bikes and that my daughter said that her bike is super special because the elves made it for her and they Santa delivered them at Christmas. But this 10-year-old girl had told them all, no, doesn't exist. So she's been telling all the kids that it's all make-believe and they're not real. So I went over to my next-door neighbour and to have a word, and straight away they got their backs up. They were saying, she's on the spectrum, she's got ADHD, she's got autism, she doesn't know what she's doing, she doesn't know what she's saying, there's nothing we can do. Well, I said, well, surely you can have a word with her, explain to her that she's upsetting the other children, that she's ruining it for all the other kids. They were like, nope, we're not doing that. And I said, well, the very least you can do is tell her to shut the fuck up. And she was like, nope, we're not doing that. If you carry on harassing us, then we're going to make sure that you get sacked from your job. Now, I actually work for the police in the UK. And like I say, yeah, there are tactile things that we can do, but there's only so much we can do because, believe it or not, police are only human, just like everybody else. So, and for obvious reasons, I can't just approach the child on my own and tell her to shut up. Just because you just can't do that, I know that. So I'm having to resort to maybe telling my daughter, don't listen to that child because she's thick. She's got no idea, she's got no clue. Because what else can I do? Why should I let this child run amok, ruining it for everybody else just because of her condition? I understand we've got to be sympathetic to her, but why should we let her ruin and destroy other children's happiness and them believing in everything? Why should we just let that happen? We can only be sympathetic to a certain point.
Now, that was a message from a guy called Andy, and as we said, it is quite long, but it does explain the whole story. So, a 10-year-old child on the spectrum with ADHD has been saying things to other kids about things like Santa and telling the kids it's all a load of rubbish. So there is nothing nicer than a child's innocence, because it doesn't last very long. They eventually lose it. And
there's nothing worse than taking away a child's innocence.
Yeah, and it's all downhill after that when a child loses its complete and utter innocence.
But a lot of autism parents, and it's obviously the case with this child as well, a lot of autism parents just... they get so touchy and so defensive.
Well, as you heard from Andy's message, the parents of this child more or less said, sorry, tough, there's nothing you can do, that's our child, she's on the spectrum, she has ADHD, get over it, is more or less what this guy was told.
I've been in that situation before, you know that, I've told you the story before. We'll talk about it in a while anyway, but I went through with
similar?
My young fella. Yeah, very similar, yeah.
All right, our number is 085-825-2626. Can you understand? I mean, some of the things that Andy's talking about there, about the child believing in the fairy, the fairies out the back of the house and all of that, maybe a little bit much. You know, living in a dream world, a fantasy world is all well and good, but, I mean, surely there's a point. But anyway, this child has been told, no, that's all absolute rubbish. We'd like to hear from you. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. Jen, I'll be with you in 1 second.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Thinking about giving your home a fresh new look? At Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, you'll find quality flooring, beds and furniture at prices you'll love. Customers across Dublin keep coming back for their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal. Up to 16 square yards, supplied and fitted. And if you're considering a bigger makeover, explore their great value laminate flooring and vinyl ranges. Perfect for busy family homes. Friendly service, expert fitting and unbeatable value. That's Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Visit the showroom or learn more at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.
Jen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm doing well, lads. How are you?
Good, not a bother. What do you make of Andy's message? He's basically complaining about a 10-year-old child with autism and ADHD saying really inappropriate things to his child as regards Santa and make-believe and stuff like that. What do you think of that?
Well, as I can tell you for a certainty, autism is not the problem here because I have autism myself. I was diagnosed when I was her age. And from what I am hearing right now, it just seems like this child, like I'd never want to insult a child, but it just feels like this child is being a brat. And the fact that she has very permissive parents is not helping either.
Okay. Like, I know an awful lot of people, when they hear you describe a child with autism as a brat, will immediately have alarm bells ringing. But you yourself have autism.
Yes, indeed. And there were moments, especially growing up, where I was really bad at like social cues. I didn't know how to like act sometimes in conversations.
But isn't that exactly the point about this child? This child obviously doesn't have an ability to properly read social cues either, and has no filter by the sounds of it. But is that not just stereotypical of children with autism?
Absolutely not, because as I was about to say, my parents saw that and they helped me get over that. They helped teach me what is and what isn't appropriate to say in conversations. And because of that, well, granted, there are still the odd times where I'll need to like remind myself, hey, I'm not supposed to say this in a conversation. But as I grew up...
But you're an adult now and you know where to... stop yourself, basically, where you might be about to say something and you realize, actually, this isn't really appropriate or whatever. You're an adult. In this case, we're talking about a 10-year-old child.
Yeah, but even as a 10-year-old, like, there were some things where, like, I knew that wasn't appropriate to say. Like, for example, I found out about Santa around the same time when I was about 10 years old. And even though, yes, I had autism and knew, like, and has trouble with like saying certain things in conversations, even I knew, hey, I'm not supposed to like reveal this secret to other kids. So just by the sounds and by the context, like either this, even if you took away like whether or not the kid is being mean or not, or maybe this is like just something to do with their autism. I think the main problem here is the parents. The fact that the parents are being so permissive about this and using autism as...
Well, and that's exactly what the parents did. So Andy went to these parents, said, would you tell your child not to be spouting off like this? It's after really upsetting my daughter, whatever. And the parents said, well, no, would you be more understanding? My child has autism and ADHD, so please show a bit more understanding. You're saying that this guy, Andy, was right, and he doesn't need to show any more understanding because the child should be able to not do that.
Absolutely. The parents are the main problem here. It's people like that who say, oh, they have autism, they don't know what they're doing. That reflects badly on the rest of us who like also have autism, because it portrays us as like infantile humans who like need to be handheld and like need to be shown how to do everything. It just makes us look stupid, to be honest. And I hate people who say like, oh, autism, you can't do this, can't do that. I'm just like,
okay,
no,
but you will be aware that autism is literally a spectrum. There are people who live with very severe versions of autism. There are people who are nonverbal, for example, while somebody like you, I can hear, Jen, is extremely articulate and very verbal. So there are degrees of severity where it comes to autism.
Oh, absolutely. When I was in primary school, I went to school with some people who are autistic and nonverbal. But judging just by the little information we have here about this child, she is quite verbal, as we can see. And granted, yes, some people with autism, their brains don't function as well. Like, I'm not trying to like say they're dumb or anything. Their brains just function slightly differently. But just judging from what I can hear, it just sounds like this kid is being raised by very permissive parents who aren't doing anything to help this kid. Like,
okay,
you know,
so rather than what you're basically saying is that parents should not be immediately dismissing this as, God love her, she has autism, what do you expect? Which is more or less what the parents have said. They should be trying to deal with it and stop it.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say, like, you know, stop autism. Autism is just...
No, I don't mean that. I'm talking about stop the making inappropriate comments.
Exactly. Like, my parents, granted, I was a bit of a brat growing up myself, but, like, my parents, they were, like, very patient with me, but they never excused anything I did. They made sure I was, like...
Okay, so, again, what you're saying is parents need to stop making excuses for their autistic children.
Absolutely. Autism is a reason, but it's never an excuse.
Okay, autism is a reason but not an excuse.
Now, I have to say, that's nice to hear from somebody who has autism, because I tell you, I got huge backlash a few years ago when I think we were on the preview show, because my young fella was only, I think he was only 4 at the time, and he was playing, Jen, my young fella was playing with a kid who had autism, and it was obvious he had autism because the parents had told us, and some parents are very open about that, and they tell us, and he was playing with the young fella and they were getting on fine, and then one day he came home and we were talking as well, and he said something strange to me. I can't remember what the exact words.
Who did? Your son?
My son did. Yeah. But he basically told me that the child he was playing around with autism had said something very dark to him, very dark and sinister. It was basically pertaining to, let's cut our arms and wipe blood on the walls. And I went, fuck, Jesus, that's fairly dark for a 4 or 5 year old to do that. Now, they weren't the exact words, but it was about cushing your arm and wiping the blood on the wall. And I made the decision there and then that he wasn't going to pal around with him anymore. And my God,
did you not go and speak to the parents?
No, it was obviously the child, because I know from talking to the child, the child is no longer living near us or anything. It was no longer in our life. But the child didn't have a filter. That was obviously a result of his autism. And I got huge backlash at the time for taking my... How dare you take away your son away from playing with a child with autism? And it was literally... I wasn't having that.
Now, Jen, can you understand why he might have reacted that way?
Absolutely. Like, the fact that was a 4 or 5 year old saying that,
yeah.
Like, I definitely feel like that's on fault of the parents, because I don't know a single 4 or 5 year old who would even know about that topic, let alone speak about it to another child.
But I don't think they do. If you look, I remember the Late Late Toy Show a few years ago, there was a child on it talking to Ryan Turbidy at the time, and it was obvious that this video went viral at the time. It was obvious that the child had autism, obvious to anybody who's aware of it, that the child had autism. And Ryan Turbidy asked the child at the time, what do you want to be when you grow up? Do you remember that clip?
Mm-hmm.
And the child turned around on live television and said, I want to be a terrorist and I want to fly a plane into buildings. And that's what he said. And the audience all went, and everybody online went fucking mad about it. Such was the lack of understanding about autism. But that is and I remember defending the kid at the time, saying he has autism. They don't, he thought that was the right thing to say, but people were going absolutely nuts. But you can understand that could be triggering for somebody, you know, when a kid's turning around saying, I want to be a terrorist.
I don't even remember that clip. Jeez, but yeah, absolutely. That is, yeah, I don't even know, like, how a kid would even that young would know about that kind of stuff. But yeah, I feel like there should have been a talk with like the parent, like between the parents and the kid, about what should and shouldn't be said on live TV. But yeah, I do feel the parents, because they must have been scarlet for that moment.
Okay, but again, it's an example of a child saying something wholly inappropriate, and only probably saying that because of the condition of autism.
Yes, absolutely. I can confirm, like, definitely as young children, we have, like, absolutely no filter. But, like, if my parents, even at that age, my parents came up to me and said, hey, don't say this thing live on air, or, like, don't say certain things live on air, I'd be like, yeah, no problem. I know nothing.
Yeah, but who's ever expecting a child to say something like that? I want to be a terrorist and fly planes into buildings.
So, yeah, I feel like in that instance, I can't really fully blame the parents, but I can definitely.
But as regards this other child that spoke to Andy's daughter about Santa Claus and told that child Santa's not real. I mean, again, could you anticipate a child saying that?
Well, granted, I can't speak like for the child's parents, but I remember when I was told this, the first thing my parents said, hey, don't tell your siblings or don't tell other kids because they might not know yet. And I was like, yeah, no problem. I know to keep my mouth shut. So again, if the parents didn't say this to the kid, again, that's on the parents. And then the parents did say this to the kid, and the kid said it anyway, and that's just a mean kid.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Jen. Jen is saying parents need to stop excusing the behaviour of their autistic children. Sarah, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sarah?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good, thanks, Sarah. What do you say to that? Parents need to stop excusing the behaviour of their children. Autism is autism may be a reason they might say certain things, but it's not an excuse.
It's not just autism. It's all disabilities. It's not an excuse. I have two autistic kids. One's an adult. I'd break his face if he ever behaved like that, or if he told his sister that Sandy wasn't real. Like, my kid, I didn't tell my kids till he went into secondary school. My thing was, if you don't believe, you don't perceive. And they know damn well, don't open your mouth to your sister. Don't ruin the magic. You can either be part of the magic or don't ruin it. Like, you know what I mean? Don't add to it. I'm assuming that's what, because I wasn't listening, I'm assuming that's what this kid, the inappropriate stuff was what that kid said.
Okay, so you would not allow anything like that and use autism as an excuse.
What a hope in hell. Like, I've got two of them. I have an 8-year-old and a 19-year-old with autism. One's obviously worse than the other, but, like, obviously there's different spectrums and all that. But one now, his filter, like, the eldest, he has Asperger's, and his filter is, like, I'm not joking to, sometimes you just want to choke the child if I'm being really honest with you. He's 19 years of age and his tone of voice is so cheeky non-stop. Like, he doesn't seem to have a filter. He wouldn't come out with, in a, like that kid on the Late Late, like, he wouldn't come out with...
But something like that. I just want to let our listeners, because a lot of people don't remember this clip. I'm going to play that clip, actually, just to put it in context.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Okay, of what we've been talking about. This is a young fella. Now, his name is actually on the video clip, but there's no need for me to give his name. Now, this was a number of years ago on the Late Late Show. It wasn't on the toy show.
No, I got that wrong.
Jeremy got that wrong. But it was a kid being interviewed by Ryan Tuberty on the Late Late. Have a listen to this.
What is... your aim in life, what would you love to be doing in, say, 10 years' time? Have you thought about it? Because I know you love history, right? You love history?
Driving planes into buildings.
Driving what?
Driving planes into skyscrapers.
Right, well, let's say that's not a career option. What else would you like to do?
Move to Iraq and become a terrorist.
Ryan Tuberty obviously left speechless by the young fella saying that, but it was... I mean, Sarah, you can hear, that's highly inappropriate for any child.
He's heard that from parents and other kids. I wouldn't even say parents, he's heard that from other kids. I think a lot of the time at this present moment, it's parents giving their kids tablets, phones, all this nonsense, and the kids have free will to sit on the internet. We're like, my daughter has come out with random stuff that, no, not inappropriate stuff, but the most random thing that she could come out with that isn't anything to even, like, that an 8-year-old has no business even talking about. And it's because of YouTube.
But let me ask you then,
like, she
Sarah. Jen, a couple of minutes ago said, where it comes to kids saying, autistic kids or kids with ADHD or both, as is the case here, they can say inappropriate things, and autism or ADHD can be the reason that they do it, but it should not be made as an excuse for them doing it. In other words, it shouldn't be excused as these parents tried to do. You agree with that?
I think it's a lot of Coswell of what she said, though, at the start, saying that if that's a reason they could say stuff. No, it's not. It's learned behaviour. No, it's not. Those two disabilities, like I said, I have 19 years of this. That is not an excuse. Like, it's what they're learning from people speak. It's monkey see, monkey do.
Okay, so hang on. You're telling me then that the kid that spoke to Andy's child and said Santa's not real and the Tooth Fairy's a load of rubbish, you're saying that that child...
from either older siblings or cousins or something, or the parents, 100%. Million percent.
Okay,
and
so,
use that as an excuse.
Okay, so when Andy approached the parents and the parents said, for God's sake, our daughter has autism, she's on the spectrum, she's got ADHD, will you cut her a bit of slack, for God's sake? You're saying they shouldn't be saying that.
No, not at all. Why the hell would you use... That's not an excuse. First, it's not an excuse. Like for my daughter, example, an excuse would be where she doesn't want to talk to people, like new people. Like, if say I bumped into somebody, or you're in an elevator or something, and somebody says hello, she'll ignore them and she'd be real kind of like, she'll put her head down and she won't. And then I'd say, look, she's autistic. She doesn't want to... It's just the way she is. I'm really sorry. She's not being rude. That's autism.
But Sarah, if you look at that,
it's not coming out and saying that kind of thing, like.
But look, if you look at the clip of that we played of that kid on the Late Late Show, it was actually 9 years.
It sounded like he was laughing about it.
Yes, when he was.
So he learned it from somebody.
No, but when he said it, he obviously, because obviously, as Adrian was saying, autism is a huge spectrum, and no two people with autism are the same. He obviously felt that, I don't know. I don't know how autism works because I don't have it. But he obviously felt that was an appropriate thing to say. Are you saying that he
didn't? No, I'd say what happened there was somebody told him to say that on air.
Really?
Yeah. But how old is he? How old does he look?
At the time, I'd say 11.
Yeah, 10 or 11, yeah.
He was told to say that. Would you give over?
But how would you know what question he was going to be asked on the Late Late Show?
I think don't you get given like a certain amount of questions?
No, not necessarily. Not in a casual interview like that. It wasn't a formal political interview.
Well, maybe somebody had joked and said, if you ask what you want to be when you grow up, like a kid will normally be asked that, let's be real, like... Kind of a standard question to ask a child.
But I don't think, say my young fella's the same age as that young fella, Lady Jay, he would know that's an inappropriate thing to say because he has a filter. But is having autism...
Yeah, because he's raised correctly. That's the difference. And he's not hanging around with little school lads.
I don't think that's why that kid did that. I mean, his parents were on the Late Late Show with him. He was actually on to talk about autism.
But it could be who he's hanging around with in school or anything, Jeremy. You just don't know.
But
it's not an excuse. You can't say that's autism. That's insanity to say that was autism that made that child say he's going to turn into a terrorist. What's
the play?
He was watching stuff on YouTube about the Twin Towers.
Maybe so. Maybe. But again, what Jeremy's trying to argue is because he has autism, that might might lessen his filter to the point that he doesn't see that and doesn't understand that saying something like that is very inappropriate.
Yeah, but again, that's what I'm saying. It lessens the filter. Like, my son's filter is like, I mean, he can be. God, how do I explain it? Like, everyone always says he's so well-mannered, he's all blah, blah. But when he's at home, he's himself. He doesn't have to mask or anything. And when I say that child has no filter, he's got no filter. But he doesn't come out with weird stuff like that.
Okay,
and
so...
And I mean, Asperger's is known for having no filter. That part of autism, Asperger's, is known for... It's a mirror thing. It's black or white. Like, he's gotten into trouble in school by, like, saying... You can only be a man or a woman whenever you're born. Like, he's gotten into trouble by things like that. But, like, it's that's not an excuse for stuff like that.
Okay, say, for example, there was an incident a couple of months ago, back in February, on the BAFTA Awards, where a guy called John Davison, whose life story inspired the film I Swear, he shouted the N-word... on stage, on live television. Now, he has Tourette's, but my point is, can you blame the condition of Tourette's for what he said?
Of course you can, because that's the words in his mouth. That's completely different things. That's completely different, Adrian. They are nowhere near on the same level. Tourette's makes you say things, and when you're nervous, you say even more vulgar things. Like, that's nothing at all. Like,
okay, but do me a favour, Sarah. Stay there for 1 second, because in a moment, I'm going to be talking to a listener that many of you will be familiar with who does have autism, and he thinks we need to be more understanding towards children with autism. But before that, I want to bring in more of your opinions. This is Jason.
To that lad in England, especially what he does, you want to be very careful, especially the way things are now with cameras and all. But it's not just children like that do it. We had a child 10 years ago, done it to our friends like that. He just turned 11 or 12, this young flat, and he went around telling all the kids. We went to his parents as well. His parents were embarrassed. The usual, I'm sorry. He done nothing about it. All you can do is tell his daughter, listen, she has something wrong with her, whatever, but, or just keep her away from her. That's what we had to do. Isolation. Unfortunately, it's sad if the parents don't do anything about it. Just tell your child that all her friends used to play over here and don't have anything to do with her. It is horrible when somebody does that to your child. But no, he'd want to be very careful out there. If the parents don't do anything, just walk away, mate. Just get your child, put it off, and just say, listen, don't play with her, don't listen to her, bring your friends over here. And just excommunicate her that way. It's horrible to say that, but these parents don't do anything about their children. We have to do something about them. It's the same in schools. Some kids are falling behind because there's people in their classes with these conditions, and nothing's being done. The school day's being interrupted because the teacher has to spend so much time with them. And you can see the grades are falling. But like that, we can't do anything because it's all about inclusivity. everybody, and everybody's treated the same. People hate to hear it, but we're not all the same. Not all children are the same. Not all people are the same. That's just the fact of life.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, thanks, Anthony. You have said on this programme on a number of occasions in the past that you have autism. You've lived with autism all your life. What did you want to say on this? Andy is the listener who contacted us, very annoyed that the 10-year-old kid with autism said inappropriate things about Santa and the Tooth Fairy and everything else, basically bursting his daughter's little innocence bubble. What did you want to say on this?
Well, I've got a lot to say on this, so I'm going to say it outright. Children with autism often say things that just come out and they can't help that. They have no filter. That's what happened with me as a child growing up. That's what's happened with my nephews who have autism, with my great nephews. Andy just sounds like a complete, absolute jerk who needs to educate himself about autism and be more understanding. He had no bloody right to go to the parents and tell them how to raise their children. He had no right to do that. He should just not be a jerk, right? That's the problem. People are so uneducated. They just do not know about autism. Children, especially at a young age, they just have no filter. They say the first thing that comes into their heads. That happened with me.
Okay, so but what Sarah is saying, and Sarah has two children with autism, she believes that if a child says something like that, I mean, use the Santa example, telling a kid of Santa-believing age that there is no such thing, there's no such thing as the Tooth Fairy, and all of what Andy said in his message, Sarah believes that that child only said those things because that's what that child was taught.
It could just be what the child just said. Just the first thing that came into the child's head and just said it. That could just be what happened.
Okay, Sarah.
Because everyone with autism is affected differently. Every single one.
And I've already said that autism is a spectrum, and a spectrum by its very nature is a wide thing that goes from one extreme to the other. So we have already said that. But Sarah still believes, as a mother to two autistic children, that, in fact, Sarah, you believe that that child deliberately would have said something like that just to be mischievous or bold or whatever.
Yeah, I understand. Just being a little kid.
No, that is not the case.
I've got two kids. One is severe enough, but the other one is the opposite side of the spectrum. And I've been dealing with it for maybe 20-odd years. That's a load of codwall. If that kid learned that somewhere, it doesn't just pop into a kid's head that the Tooth Fairy's not real and Santa Claus isn't real. They have to be told that by somebody.
As someone who grew up with autism, who had no filter, who knows what happened, who experienced it, I will say it definitively and outright. It just came into the child's head and just said it. Because you get like 1,000 different things going through your head at once when you have autism. Like I did. Like I still do. Right? It just came out. The child, it's just being a child. Right? It wasn't being bold and dismissed. That's just terrible to say that. That's just absolutely terrible to say that about a child with autism.
That's bullshit. I'm sorry, but what you're saying is absolute bullshit.
I'm saying the
just
fact
because you have autism doesn't mean... But you don't know the facts because you weren't there just like I wasn't. It's called opinions. My opinion is that you're using autism as an excuse. You are.
I know.
You are.
I know from experience what happens when you're growing up with autism. I know from experience.
I'm dealing with it for 20-odd years, I too. I'm well aware of what happens with kids and how they get like passed aside and stuff like that. That's not what we're talking about. Talking about discrimination. We're talking about the fact is that little shit told that child that there's no Santa and there's no Tooth Fairy, and they heard that from somebody else.
You don't believe that, Anthony. Anthony, you don't believe that. I mean, what Sarah is saying and what Jen said earlier on is the reason the child might have said what they said was autism, but that is not an excuse for what the child said. What do you say to that?
Children with autism, they just say the first thing that comes into the head. They have no filter. Those are, that is
yes, they
a
do.
Fact. They just
they
have
do
no
have
filter.
Filters. They do have filters.
Would you let me speak?
Are you talking shite?
Oh, you're just being rude with saying that to me.
No,
you're being
rude saying that to someone.
We're not Some don't. Okay.
There's no bullying. Anthony, I want to ask you a question. Do you believe that this child who said these things to Andy's kid about Santa, about tooth fairies, about everything else, you don't believe that that was in any way malicious? It was just something that kids with autism do. Is that your point?
It wasn't malicious at all. Absolutely not. It just came out. That's what happens with children who have autism, especially at that young age of 10, okay? Because when I was growing up, I didn't even know I had autism until I was in my teens, right? Some people, children are just affected differently. It's just shocking the way some are going on. And I'll say it again, this guy Andy is just an absolute jerk.
Okay, right? Sarah, Andy, who's the guy who contacted us in the first place, is an absolute
autism
jerk.
Then is autism an excuse then? If my child has no control over, with her ADHD, she sits there and she fidgets and stuff. And let's just say she randomly slaps someone in the face. Is that her ADHD and her autism? Is that an excuse? If she goes out and stabs somebody, is that an excuse? No. Don't be so ridiculous.
Well, Anthony?
What, Sarah, somebody shooting somebody?
He's not even listening, Adrian, to what I said.
Well, I was listening, all right? I'm just trying to respond to that.
What I said,
you
was,
just interrupt?
If my child's sitting there in school on a little wobble chair and she's fidgeting and she's doing this, that and the other, and her hand lashes out and she hits another kid in the face or whatever, it's never happened, let me just say. Is that an excuse? It's, oh, that kid's ADHD, she's autistic, don't. That's an excuse. She's okay. Is she going to get away with that? No.
Okay, do me a favor, both of you. Stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you'd like to get involved in this. Louise has been in contact.
I was just listening in there. My granddaughter lives with me full time and her best friend has autism. And I can tell you here and now, there has never, ever, ever been an outspoken word out of him. He's in my house morning, noon and night. He's a lovely young fella. His parents are fantastic. I just can't believe that fella Andy called a child on the spectrum thick. I think it's the parents' fault and not the child's fault. To me, the parents are like, oh, she has autism and she has ADHD, just leave her and let her get on with it. No, you can't do that. You have to teach your child the same as if she was, inverted commas, normal, if you get me. I tell you now, Adrian and Jeremy, my eldest girl is 33 and has Down syndrome and has additional needs on top of that. And I can assure you now, there's never been an outspoken word out of her either, because I treated her and parented her the way I parented our sister. And she never got away with anything. But I can tell you now, if a person, because people know here not to come from my girl, if a person ever referred to her as thick, Jeremy, I'm telling you, I'd be on 6-1 now. I'd be locked up in the Doka Centre, because that's just downright disgraceful. Andy, if you're listening, or if that's even your real name, how dare you call a child on the spectrum thick? The parents might be thick, but a child on the spectrum isn't thick.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Opinions are absolutely flying in here. I want to bring in as many as I possibly can. I have Anthony on the phone, and Ed had this to say to Anthony.
Anthony, as a person with disability myself, I have to say autistic people have to educate themselves as well, all right? An inappropriate thing was said to me at the Emerald Park. An autistic kid asked me what's wrong with me. That's not appropriate. He shouldn't be saying that as well. So I'm fully with Andy there. Autism or no autism, you should watch your tongue.
Well, Anthony, what do you say to that? Autism or no autism, you should watch your tongue.
Well, children with autism, they just say things. It just happens. It can't be helped with some of them. It can't be helped. Now, what happened to that man is not right, but it happens. Like, when I was growing up, before I even knew it, I had other children coming up to me, you know, saying, are you handicapped, or that kind of thing. right? It's just shocking the way some people are going on. And the woman who was saying, Andy, you shouldn't have said that about the child, she was right. And Andy needs to apologize for what he said about that child with autism. He needs to bloody apologize. You should never say that about a child with autism. This reinforces what I said.
Okay, stay with me for a second. Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Sorry, boys.
Trevor, you would go a step further here. Meaning what?
Just tell your child to stay away from me, you know, child.
Well, that's what Andy has done. That's ultimately what Andy did do. He told his child to stay away from the other child, yeah.
Yeah, but there is other things you can do, Aidan. Like, just because those parents don't want, like, their little magic or little joy in their child's life. Like, you hear yourself from what your man said. They basically told them to fuck off right in the door, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So you just tell your child, listen, their parents are miserable. They don't look after Santa for stuff. They don't want to give little joys into the child's life. They don't want to make it happy. Just make the parents out to be the villains and just then tell her to ignore that child, whatever she says. And then just that's it. You know what I mean? How does the child even figure this out at 10 years old? The parents obviously told her. So the parents are failures. So
hang on. We're talking about something like Santa. Children start learning about Santa from kind of 8 and 9. So it's not outside the realms of possibility that a 10-year-old kid knows about Santa.
And what parents doesn't want to fight that for their child to keep a little magic alive in their life?
I agree. I understand.
I guarantee you.
Hang on.
I guarantee you their parents, the minute their child turned around went, oh, the big man is a male. They went, yep, no, he's not. Now we can save fucking money.
Okay, you're reading possibly too much into this, but...
he doesn't understand how autism works as well. You know, one of the things about autism... And by the way, Trevor, you're hardly going to tell your friends never to pat around with children with autism, are you?
No, this particular
child... Stay away from that child. That child could be saying stuff that is very inappropriate, very mean, very unkind to other children. So therefore, you take the child away, and then you say, it could be a bullying thing with the child, to your child. You don't have to label them, just say your child, keep your child away from them.
I know, but surely there's a better way, because you don't want children with autism being left alone with nobody.
Give me a better way.
Well, Anthony, can I ask you your opinion on that? Tell your child to stay away from the kid with autism and then they won't hear anything inappropriate anymore. What do you make of that sort of ostracising the child with autism?
No, it's not a good idea. It's not going to go well. Children with autism, it's just not good to isolate them.
For God's sake, here's the one that has had a moment of happiness in his life.
What did you just say?
Anthony, do you remember the topic the other day, the way you wanted to get rid of all scooters? Have you ever known a bit of happiness in your life where parents want to instill this stuff in their life? Like kids on scooters going around, and we're not talking about obviously the scumbags, but let kids have fun. This father wants for his child, as we're going to go back to the original topic now, what this father wants for his child, to have a little fun, have a little joy, have a little bright light, magical in their life, whereas you want everything fucking tall to anybody, and if you're a president, you'd kick everybody out of the country except for the bangers. So anyway, go on.
Well, as you say, I had a lot of joy as a child, playing video games or reading books, watching shows on TV. That was my joy. That's what I had as a child, right? It's just not a good idea to isolate children with autism, because that's already bad enough for some children. Like, there was a case where some children with special needs were not invited to parties, who were excluded. That's just not a good idea. It won't go over well.
Well, Anthony, let me ask you, as you just mentioned parties there, let me ask you a question. Right? If you have a child with photosensitive epilepsy and the children's party is going to be predominantly, say, a disco in the nighttime with strobe lights, going to the cinema where there could be strobe lights effective, where it will be a problematic for that child, should that child be excluded from the party?
Well, let's see. I don't have a child, but if I did...
Anthony. It's a hypothetical. Come on, stick with the topic here. Come on. If a child with photosensitive epilepsy is not invited to another party where photosensitive epileptic lights around there are flashing, which could cause a problem for said child, should said child be left out of the party?
Well, I would just probably be with the parents in that scenario and just say maybe we should have it elsewhere where there won't be any risk of anything.
But Anthony, what if the child wants this party? Anthony, now listen to me, Anto. What if the child wants this party? What the child wants this party? It's what the child wants. So what should happen then? Should the child whose party it is be told, no, you can't do that because one child is affected by it?
That could affect the health of the other child, and we'll have the party elsewhere in the interest of safety.
How about we don't invite the child where it might be an issue?
How about instead of just not being a jerk and not inviting the group has to change.
The person whose birthday it is has to change their whole thing for one person. Are you actually fucking high as a kite right now? Seriously.
I am not.
You're smoking a good sort of brandy, are you?
I am not on any bloody drugs.
Anthony, I want to ask you a question. Andy, who's the guy who contacted us in the first place, he's a regular listener to our podcast. He lives in the UK, and he's actually a policeman in the UK. And his child has had Santa ruined by the comments of the child with autism. Santa, the tooth fairy, all ruined by that kid.
With the greatest respect, and I'm shooting at both sides here because I've obviously been in this situation with my young fella and the child with autism. The 10-year-old girl did not spoil the Santa thing on purpose.
I didn't say she did.
I don't think she has
the fact
control.
Is she did spoil it. And I'm asking you, Andy is listening to us right now, Anthony. You were critical of him. Are you saying that he needs to just build a bridge, accept that your kid now knows about Santa, and be more understanding towards the child with autism? Is that what you're saying?
The child with autism, Tick, he shouldn't have been saying that at all. He needs to apologise for saying that. Children with autism just say things. They just say the first things that come out of their mouth. They have no filter when they're growing up. That was the case with me when I was a child growing up with autism. That's what happens with children with autism. They just have no filter. This child
are you saying to Andy, more or less, get over yourself, so what, your child knows about Santa, it's no big deal?
They're saying he shouldn't have been telling the parents how to raise their child, and he shouldn't have said what he said about the child. That's what I think he needs to apologise for that. So I'll say that to you, Andy. Apologise for what you said about the child.
But can you understand why Andy is upset? His child's Christmas and just make-believe innocence is now gone because of this kid with autism.
Well, he could just do what our parents do in that situation. Just say, no, the child was lying, right? And you just salvage it. That's what he could do.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. Reese, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How is getting on, lads?
Good, thanks, Reese. Very quickly, what did you want to say to Anthony?
Right, so basically, right, this is not directed towards Anthony. This is just putting it simple. Every father's got to look after their child, okay? No matter what, right? I have a child with Down syndrome, right? And we believe that he's going to believe Santa for the rest of his life because we will never tell him that Santa's not real. So this Andy, he shouldn't have called the child Tick, first and foremost. Secondly, he's going to do what he can to protect his child and protect his child's innocence. No matter whether the kid has autism or what disability they have, he has to protect his child at all costs. There's no other way around it. He's always going to protect his child, and he's right for doing it.
And right to call out the parents, right to have a go at the parents.
Yeah, right to call out the parents, yeah, 100%.
Well, now there you go, Anthony. This father was right to call out the parents and say, would you tell your child not to be saying inappropriate things?
First of all, he wasn't right to call out the parents because that's like what something happened to my sister. She was confronted by a nosy parent about her child, my nephew with autism, and my sister slapped her for that.
Right, so Anthony, what do you expect this father to do? Not protect his child's innocence?
He just tell the child that, you know, Santa is real, it was just a lie, you know, just don't believe it. That's what you do. He just had no right to confront the parents. He had no right to say this child is Tick. You just don't do that. It's not right at all.
I didn't say he had a right to call the child Tick. That was not what was said.
I'm just saying that he shouldn't have said that, and I think Andy should actually apologize for saying that. That's what I think should happen.
Yeah, but that won't happen. But what all I'm saying is he's going to protect his child at all costs, just like I protect my child at all costs, and just like Adrian and Jeremy protect their child at all costs. Do you know the way? Like, it's simple. Like, it's, you just...
Okay, but let me ask you then, Reese. Do you think that this father was wrong to tell his child, well, look, don't hang around with that autistic child anymore?
Well, yeah, I do, yeah, because if his child's innocence is going to go at the age of, what age was she, 10? Is that what was said?
All right, well, look, good to talk to you, Reese and Anthony. Thanks very much indeed, both of you. I have a number of different messages I want to just bring in on this. Katie has been on to us.
Hi, lads. How are you? Katie here. Can't come on today, but I've just listened to the voice note from, is it Andy, about the autistic child that is telling his children. As you know, I have a son of 7 that's autistic, and thankfully we've managed to keep the magic alive for Santa. But my opinion here would be it's got nothing to do with autism or ADHD. There's been always kids that knew the truth, and there's always been kids that like to believe the magic. That's always happened. Kids have always told other kids the truth. It totally depends on what you tell your child and how you keep the magic alive in your house. I don't think autism or ADHD comes into this. When I was a kid, I was told on the playground about the truth. And I went home and asked my mum and dad, and all they said was, oh my God, Santa's not going to come to that person now. It's how you deal with it. I don't think it means going and knocking on parents' doors. I think it just means, well, if that's what so-and-so wants to believe, let them believe that. But we'll believe our story. It's like everything. It's how you rear your children. If there's a child out there cursing and going on with themselves, your child comes in and says, that child's cursing. Okay, they're allowed to curse, but you're not. You know, sorry, this is life. This is the big bad world. Your children goes out there. If you're mixing with other children, if you're playing, if you're learning off of the children that are at a different level to your child, this is going to happen. As always with parenting, it's what happens in your door, in your house, that matters. And you just have to work a little bit harder on keeping the magic alive in your house. Leave the poor child that obviously has issues alone.
I know, but Katie, that's all well and good to say all of that, but once the magic is gone, the magic is gone, and it probably isn't coming back again. One final message from Nadine.
Oh, I'm out with my little one at the moment. I think if that child had autism or not, they would have said it. 10-year-olds do things like that. I think the chap on the Late Late Show, he'd obviously seen on telly, you can hear he's talking with a bit of an accent. A lot of kids with autism get that from YouTube, etc. Everybody was talking about the twin terrors. That's obviously why he said that. That wasn't having no filter. That was having a disability, which is autism. As for kids holding other kids back in schools, that's the responsibility of the government and the education of this country, because they don't have places for these kids in schools. They're left behind. Just terribly sad. And I'd hate for it to hit anybody's home. Like, for a child to have disabilities or autism, any kind of disability gone. But, like, I definitely think, yeah, it's like that's 10-year-olds for you. They're all going to say they don't believe in this, they don't believe in that. But I don't think it wasn't just the autism zoo, any 10-year-old to do that.
All right, Nadine, thank you very much indeed for your message. Now, very quickly, just before we go, would you like to win yourself another Opinions Matter reusable travel mug? What have you to do today?
Well, we have two to give away.
We do.
Ladies
we do,
and gentlemen, yep. Boys and girls. And all you have to do is WhatsApp the following to 085.
825-26-26.
Yeah, I was about to give my own number there. Sippy cup.
Oh, right, okay.
I tell you, because I have loads of those in my press at home, or mugs.
Yeah.
And my youngest daughter said, who owns the sippy cups?
Okay.
So, sippy cup.
If you send that, you'll be put in the draw. Send it by WhatsApp to 085-825-26-26. Sippy cup could win you one.
Looking to transform your home without breaking the bank? Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, Dublin's trusted family business with over 50 years of experience. Take advantage of their famous stairs and landing package deal. Just €500 supplied and fitted, including up to 16 square yards of quality carpet. Plus, discover fantastic deals on stylish laminate flooring, durable vinyl flooring, beds, mattresses, and furniture for every room. With free measuring and sample services, finding your perfect floor has never been easier. Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture today, or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com. Quality, value, and service you can trust.